Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see you guys since the OTAs and see you folks. Obviously, we've got a matter that's come up, and this is a couple things I want to share with you guys. First of all, you know, we constantly talk to our players about putting themselves in a position to succeed, both on the field and even more importantly in life. So obviously what's happened with Greg is very concerning and very disappointing. These are very serious allegations. At the same time, we also respect the fact that Greg has appealed the decision and is entitled to a jury trial. We have been in touch with the league, and we're in the position that they're going to they have the personal conduct policy, which we are, you know, part of. And at the same time, what we understand, you know, that we have to respect the legal process. So really, that's basically what where we're at.
Dave, just as a follow-up, was your impression then that the league would wait until, I know he has appealed for a jury trial, is it your impression that any kind of punishment from the league would be after that trial has taken place?
Well, what I can say is, and you can see it with the Ray Rice decision, it appears that the league is going to let the entire process play out.
Dave, how does that sit with you and the team, knowing that the specter of this, if the jury trial doesn't happen until even after the season, that the specter of this appeal and a very serious accusation, as you say, and he's still been convicted of it, hangs over this team for the entire season?
Obviously, everybody has to deal with this, and it's, you know, it's not an easy situation, Jonathan, obviously. But it's in the courts, and we have to respect that process. Just have to.
Could you go ahead and, if the team wanted to punish Greg or suspend him or anything, could you go ahead and do that? Are you allowed by the league to do that?
We have to abide by the league's conduct policy. And it's in the courts, guys. That's all I could say.
There's been some speculation that teams in the past have been able to discipline guys under a conduct detrimental to the team policy. Would that be in play? It sounds like that's not in play, but would that potentially be an option?
Who knows?
I mean, from where you guys are concerned.
Well, again, we've got to let the legal process play out.
Impact you guys not reaching a long-term deal with Greg by the deadline?
No. We made the decision to franchise him, and we did it. So, no.
Just to be clear, then, he's full go in terms of participation.
A member of the team, yes, Joe.
How does it impact you moving forward, looking towards a long-term deal after the season?
I don't mean to make light of it, but let's take one step at a time.
In terms of injury-wise, can you say whether or who might, starting on PUP, anybody?
But here's where we're at. Cam's been cleared. All right. Edmund Cabilla, unfortunately, has had a setback, and Edmund's actually going to have back surgery. Joe, I feel awful for the kid. This kid has done absolutely everything we've asked him to do, and he just can't catch a break. So he's actually having surgery up in New York, I think August 8th, and he'll be done for the year. In terms of PUP, we're going to have Trey Boston's going to start on PUP. He had the hernia surgery, as you guys know. We had, I'm drawing a blank.
Justin
DeAndre Presley has a stress fracture, so he's going to start on PUP. And that was something that came up late. Jonathan Stewart, unfortunately, pulled a ham a week and a half ago. But we are not going to start him on PUP. We're going to leave him on the active. One of the things that, so you guys understand, there's a reluctance. If you, obviously, when a guy has an injury during this dead period, okay, when you guys look at teams putting players on NFI, on football injury, those are injuries that happen during the dead period. If we put a guy on NFI, he cannot go to meetings, he can't be on the field, he can't do any of that. So we're going to leave Jonathan on the active, and they count against your active anyhow. So we're going to leave Jonathan on the active so he can be involved in the walkthroughs and all the other stuff.
Timetable on him?
Ryan was talking a week to 2 weeks. Excuse me, guys. I think it was a week to two. 1 to 2 weeks. Presley's probably going to be 2 to 3. Trey is just, I think that's going to be shorter rather than longer. Like I said, Cam's fine.